to ask especially for both of you, sorry. You've been in really tight contests, like five straight games now. Won three of them, lost two of them. Obviously, the last two losses are really tough. How do you think you've kind of evolved as a team in late-game scenarios over this kind of stretch to win this game today? This one wasn't as close, but it was close at the end.
I think we've been more connected in game. You know, we lost, especially last game, at the end of the buzzer, and it was really deflating. But we were able to come in the next day, stay mentally strong, and just move on to the next play. I think that's the biggest thing that we're learning right now is just not focus on the mistakes and just focus on what you can do next and play as hard as you can. I think we've been really connected and we've been playing our hardest. So we're starting to click right now, and hopefully that transitions into the next game and so on into playoffs.
Yeah, just to piggyback off what he said, just kind of hopefully like we're stringing along these wins down the stretch can lead to playing our best basketball at the end, and that's kind of what we've been talking about, just kind of nailing that in the coffin that this is the last couple games, but you want to play your best basketball in February and March. So like these games, it's all a learning experience. Like we've been this whole season pretty much in conference play, I've been this 5-point difference between games. So just learning and drilling, like this is how you finish games, getting stops on command is really big. So hopefully we're just going to keep learning and keep growing in our defensive abilities, and it'll lead to a championship.
When you say connected, Jonas, after you made that second three from the corner, the entire bench was freaking out. They all came out to meet you. Was there like a reason behind that? Was like a milestone three for you, or was that just kind of a really big energy moment in the game? And then how does that kind of engagement from the bench help you guys stay connected, like you said?
I think that's a special thing about this team. We all want to see each other do really well. So if it's Walter scoring, Fletcher scoring, even somebody off the bench scoring, we're all excited for the person. We want them to, you know, perform their best. And I think that carries on to how we play, you know, especially on the defensive side. If we're really connected and cheering for each other, then we're going to make stops in crunch time. And I think that's something that we've been trying to focus on more, because if the bench has energy and they can pick up some of the starters and people playing, and that carries on in the game. So I think that's kind of why they were celebrating so hard for me. And I love those guys, so it was pretty cool.
You guys both had pretty big threes down the stretch. How confident are you guys, like, individually from three right now? And then how confident are you guys as a team from three? And then how do you kind of, what steps do you take to create good looks from three down the stretch?
I just feel like you just got to, any open shot, just got to think it's going in. Like, just having that next shot mentality, make or miss. Like, you put a lot of time in our craft that, whether we're shooting a great percentage this game or not, like, you got to stick the open ones. You got to shoot it with confidence. And that just comes from in practice and, you know, having so many games under your belt, like, our teammates uplifting each other, our coaches. So, you know, this season hasn't been our best in terms of wins and losses, but I feel like this group has grown so much together, and it just shows within these big moments. Like, now down the stretch, I feel like it's all going to gel together and big shots are going to be made, and, you know, we're just going to continue to cheer for each other.
Obviously, it's coaches 200th win. I want to ask a question to both of you. Like, individually, what kind of impact does Coach have? You guys have already been on the program for a long time. Just what kind of impact has he had on your lives as a whole? And what, when you think about Coach and his impact on you, what is, like, the first thing that comes to mind?
So I would say he had a pretty big impact, especially for me. You know, I wasn't heavily recruited out of high school, so he took a chance on me. So I'm forever grateful for that experience. And he's been hard on me from day one. He hasn't sugarcoated anything, and it's allowed me to, you know, perform my best. He's pushing me to levels I didn't think I could push. So I appreciate him in that aspect. And I think he's really passionate. He loves what he does. He comes in every day fired up, energized, and, you know, he makes sure that we're on top of our game because he wants to see us holding that trophy at the end of the day. So I think that's something that, you know, you would love in a coach, somebody that's passionate, really cares for their players.
With me, it's being selfless, like giving up something for the greater good of the team. Like, this is something that a basketball can get really selfish. You can kind of think about yourself a lot, like your individual play or what you're not getting or shots not making. But you come in every day and do something for somebody else, it's going to work out in your favor. And he's kind of drilled that into us since the day I stepped in here. That's definitely changed me as a person, just being selfless and being caring and putting others before myself. And it works out, and then we won championships, we won games here, so that's the proof is in the pudding. So
obviously we're going on the stretch here, close to March. It's been kind of an inconsistent run the last five games. How are you guys feeling overall? How much momentum do you think you guys are building right now? And then how difficult is that to carry over into March?
I think, you know, last game was, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, it was a tough loss, you know, especially losing at the buzzer, even though, you know, we played really hard. But I think that's the luxury in this thing, you know. You can focus on the next day and try and improve every day. And I think that today was a big step. You know, we played better connected defensively and offensively. That was probably one of our most complete games of the season. So hopefully we can carry that on to our next game. And then the luxury about March is that, you know, it's everybody 0-0, you know. Anybody can win, anybody can lose. So it's just about who's hot at the right time. So although we were struggling in the beginning, hopefully we're going to peak right now, and that's all we can do and hope for.
Just for you, last question, Walt. You've been in the program for 6 years now. You've obviously experienced a Patriot League championship. How does that experience help you as you're going into this year, this tournament, after an inconsistent season?
Like, you win that on a defensive end. Like, that's kind of how that championship was won. Like, you win a lot of games on the defensive end. And that's kind of how we just got to tip our hat. Like, we show our stretches when we play the best defense of the year, our best stretches, but we have to be consistent with that. And that's going to win us that championship on that defensive end. And I'm going to continue to talk about it and highlight it and emphasize it, and so are the coaches as well. But defense is going to win us the championship. So regardless, hitting shots or not, you can keep your man in front of you and help each other out and make plays, you'll be in good shape.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great comeback by our guys. You know, we had a hard time guarding them in the half court. We had to go to zone to try to mix the defenses up and see if we can kind of get the momentum, and we were able to do that.
Bucknell's obviously very big down low. They have a lot of size, and at the start of the first half, you guys really struggled to contain that. But then after the first, like, 10 minutes of the first half, they kind of struggled a lot in the paint. What specific adjustments did you make defensively to kind of...
Yeah, we went zone, and I thought that helped us. They you know, they weren't able to get the ball inside as much. You know, I just think we try to blitz some ball screens and just try to keep them off balance. And we were able to do that. You know, we double teamed them inside a little bit. We just try to do some different things to kind of get them out of rhythm. Because if you just let them come down and just pound you inside, I really thought we weren't going to be able to win.
How did you feel Malcolm, Nevin, and
Otto?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, look, I thought, you know, we didn't get, you know, Nevin was 2-for-4, Otto was 1-for-1, Malcolm was 0-for-4, right? So we need to be better at finishing, but they're big. They're big. But I thought defensively, Nevin and Otto did a pretty good job of guarding. Not that Malcolm didn't. I'd have to watch the film. I thought those two guys in particular did a decent job.
About Anthony for a second.
Morales was terrific. Yeah, he was terrific. You know, he really gave us a big boost, and you know, arguably he probably should have played more than he did, to be honest with you.
Obviously, he's your 200th win at BU. Can you just describe the emotions to me?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, right now, you know, I don't really coach for that. You know, I think, you know, that just speaks more about the university supporting me for this long. Our administration, Drew Marichello, our athletic director, you know, kind of giving me the opportunity to be here for this long. And then just, you know, really just the people that have supported us and, you know, been there for us, and then our players and their families that, you know, kind of took a chance to come and play for us. You know, I think it says a lot about those people more than it does about me. I've had a lot of good players here, a lot, you know, and guys that have been really loyal to me and loyal to the program.
Okay. When you say guys have been loyal to you, I just had Jonas and Walter in here. What about those two guys who've been here for so long?
Yeah. I mean, look, they could have had opportunities to move on, and they decided to come back. And before them, it was Javante and Souk that did it, you know. And so we haven't really lost anyone that, you know, we haven't lost anyone that wanted to leave. You know, I've had some opportunities where we couldn't bring everybody back, but no one has kind of wanted to go, you know. And I just think it says a lot about our staff and about the team and the university. You know, I think they feel like people here care. I think they feel supported. You know, it can't just be the coach. That's not why. It's all those things that go into it that make these guys want to be here and want to stay.
Last question, rounding into March, kind of an inconsistent stretch the past five or so games. How do you kind of build momentum going into March when you're not?
I'll say this. We couldn't finish. You know, we didn't finish the Lafayette game. We didn't finish the Holy Cross game. Those are one possession games. You know, we're playing better now. We're starting to turn the corner. Sometimes it doesn't show in the win column, but we're playing better. And tonight, you know, we were able to win by 16 points. And so, you know, I feel good about where we're headed. You know, at some point I thought we could turn a corner. I was hoping that it was going to happen a long time ago. But we are headed in the right direction right now.
When you say finishing, what are the things like specifically that go into finishing?
We didn't finish. We didn't execute down the stretch at either Holy Cross or Lafayette well enough. And then we didn't get timely stops, you know, and that hurt us. And, you know, in the Lafayette game, they scored like three out of the last four possessions that put them over, four out of actually five in overtime. And then obviously Holy Cross finished on that base OB play. You have to finish those plays in order to win, and we weren't able to do that. And so now, you know, we're right there. And so we got to be able to finish. We got two more to go. Hopefully we can finish strong here and get ready for the playoffs.
All right, cool.
Thanks, buddy.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate you.